1048DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Very sad day for America.
Donald Trump speaking at the airport in Washington after becoming the first former president to be arraigned on federal criminal charges. He pleaded not guilty following an indictment that accused him of trying to disrupt the transfer of power and the people's right to vote. What's next for the Trump legal team? Correspondent Robert Costa.
They're going to try to delay the trial as much as possible. They want to have an extended discovery period. They believe they have the right to talk to as many people as possible involved in the January 6th case. Of course, there are hundreds, if not 1,000 people plus involved in the January 6th episode across these numerous fronts.
A federal appeals court has ruled a Biden administration restriction that makes it tougher for migrants to seek asylum at the southern border can remain in place at least through September. The 2-1 decision prevents it from expiring next week. Two U.S. Navy sailors have been charged with passing secrets to Beijing. The Justice Department's Matthew Olson.
Through the alleged crimes committed by these defendants, sensitive military information ended up in the hands of the People's Republic of China.
They're accused of sharing a blueprint for a radar system, plans for military exercises in the Indo-Pacific, and details of defensive weapons. This morning's jobs report is expected to shed more light on the economy. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The government will release the July employment report with a further deceleration in job creation expected. In June, there were 209,000 jobs created. It was the weakest reading since December of 2020. Most analysts believe there'll be a continued slowdown to about 185,000 jobs in July.
Would you take one of the current crop of weight loss drugs getting big results? Poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation finds almost half of Americans would try Ozempic, Mounjaro, or Wegovy, even to lose just a few pounds. But CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says
the interest in these drugs drops dramatically once people find out that they're very expensive, that health insurance might not cover these drugs.
Most cost more than $1,000 a month out of pocket. Get them while they're hot. A winning ticket for tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth more than $1.2 billion. This guy in Golden Valley, Minnesota, plunked down a few bucks.
Well, I've got the winning ticket, so there's no stress. I'm going to win. I have a 50-50 chance, right? Either I win or I lose.
Cash option, $625 million. S&P futures are up 17. Dow futures ahead 66. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at Chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions on limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 87 today under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 61 tonight, cloudy. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs around 85. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday, chance for scattered showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission. Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 87 today under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 61 tonight, cloudy. Overcast skies again tomorrow, highs around 85. Turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday, chance for scattered showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of